All right, welcome back to Backer Banter. We are at episode 11. I'm one of your hosts, Justin Weisler, and this week I'm joined by Hayseed, Lisa, Ed, and our producer, Logan. How's everyone doing tonight?
This has been a very rough weekend for me. I kind of got on one on Friday and Saturday, so I've been hungover most of the day today.
You hate to see it. Sunday scares in full effect.
Pretty much, yeah. When it hits, like, now, we're recording at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. I'm still just out of it right now. So if I have some low-key takes, that's probably why.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I had a pretty busy weekend. It was just mostly just spent pretty much the whole weekend disc golfing, so that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, today I'm my body is hurting. I did about 38 holes yesterday and about 30 today and like 18 on Friday. So I'm just like, okay, my body is just, my legs are jello just from walking around and hiking around and stuff. But
who'd have thought that playing disc golf just hurts you so much?
Could you explain something to me, Justin? How do you end up at 38 holes? Like, is it not based on like nines and 18?
So, yeah. So, what did I say yesterday? We did 38.
You said 38 and then like what, 10 today?
Yeah, so I did. There's a course like really close to my apartment here in town that we do. It's just a regular 18. But then, yesterday I drove over to the same course that I was at camping a couple weekends ago. And that course has a regular 18. However, we had gotten quite a bit of rain the past few days. And so there were like six holes there that we didn't even attempt. We were just like, yeah, we looked where we were going to be throwing into and it was just complete swamp area. So we were just like, okay, we just played 12, but then I think we repeated some holes too. And then we went to a different course, back kind of by where my parents live. And we just did an 18 there. So yeah, we kind of just did partial rounds and then today we did a regular 18 and then we went back through and played the first 12 again.
Cool. I'm low-key like impressed by disc golf. Just I can't throw a frisbee to save my life.
It's
my worst trait.
it's a lot of fun. Like even if you're terrible, it's still just really fun to go. And I always like, I don't know. It's just, especially like lately, I've been getting really good at locking in my drives and stuff. So it's been good to see that personal improvement too.
You pretty much describe all the same things as golf, but it's just a lot cheaper. You know, you can suck, but still have fun. You need to lock in the drive, all these things, and then you're sore afterwards.
Isn't that what you call it, disc golf?
Yeah.
And that's the thing about disc golf is that it's golf with discs. Nobody
thinks
about that.
Yeah, I don't know if at this point, I don't know if, I mean, I guess you don't really have to pay. If you do have to pay to play, it's only like $5 or so, but
it better be a very nice ass course if I'm paying money to do disc golf. Like getting
So the course that we played where I was camping a couple weekends ago, yesterday, it kind of sucked because that one it's $5, but it's $5 to play the whole day. So like if you do play multiple rounds, it's still only $5. It kind of sucked just because of how much of it was flooded out. And then the one that we went to today. That's by my parents' place. That one's like only $3, but it's really nice because they put a lot of the money back into like doing a lot of like landscaping and like upkeep of the course. So a lot of the money goes back.
Question: Who's the one? Because I remember you having that disc golf camping tour. Who put it out there? Like, hey, who wants to go play disc golf and also camp? Like, how did those two like come together in that way?
I don't know. I think the course that we went to, it's kind of like about, I think about a half hour west of Manitowoc for those that have watched Making a Murderer. I don't know. I think it's just these people, I don't know how many years ago, they just had, you know, bought a bunch of land and they're like, let's just make a disc golf course out of it. And it's super, super cool. It's like probably one of the best rated ones in the state. And yeah, there's just a couple of spots where they're like, yeah, if people want to camp out here. And I was like, all right, yeah. But yeah.
Solid. Ed, what did you get into this weekend?
Disappointment.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Penn State just, you know, found a way to absolutely choke. I mean, granted, they're not the only ones this weekend that did it. A professional football team managed to do the exact same mistake for the Atlanta Falcons out there. You know, we both suffer from the idea of a running back not knowing to just go down. You don't need to score. And then bad coaching and, lost.
It's a real bad day to be a Cowboys fan as well.
See, so. If Penn State wasn't as insufferable, I would have sympathy for you, but...
Yeah, I understand that a lot of people don't like us, but at the same time, like, people should be cheering for us because we're the only hope to stop Ohio State every year.
The Ohio State.
No, nah. We've got a the in the name. We don't go around tossing it in there.
Except for official marketing privileges.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
official
fine.
Marketing, it has to say that because it's like a copyright.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going to go around being like, oh, I went to the Pennsylvania State University. Like, that's just pretentious.
I don't know. It's the only redeeming quality to the Ohio State University in my mind. Is I think that's a badass power move.
It's the.
Like, I wish I could do that.
The most insufferable school in the Big Ten.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, Ohio State has the most bandwagon fans in the Big Ten. Maybe Michigan.
I would say Michigan is probably worse.
Because both of them just have, like, I mean, Penn State gets it too, because a lot of people that are in the state of Pennsylvania, who else are they going to cheer for? Not going to be Temple. Not going to, well, you definitely.
Literally all of the professional football teams?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, in college, no one's cheering for Pitt. So, I mean, they get like 5,000 fans even when they were allowed to have them. You know, COVID might have actually, you know, their capacity.
Isn't Pitt and West Virginia kind of the big rivalry over there, or like
it
one
is
of them?
Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia used to be like this big triangular rivalry, but Pitt and WVU hate each other more. And that's the thing. Penn State, we don't really have any natural rivals, really. We're just kind of screwed. And we get like Maryland and Rutgers hate us. We don't give a shit. We don't like Ohio State, but they don't really care about us because they're worried more about Michigan, even though we're a better game for them. But yeah.
That was Penn State talk with Ed.
This weekend was rough, though. You know, football kicking the dick. At least the
yeah.
decent.
Yeah, the Badgers did all right this Friday. But anyway, but before we really get into the episode, let's get some programming notes out of the way. Be sure to follow along to Backer Banter Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. The at is at Backer Pod. So follow along, see what we're up to, see what we're talking about. And of course, you know, we'll let you know when new episodes drop, usually Tuesday mornings. And of course, also be sure to subscribe and then rate and review on all platforms. sorry, Lisa. I'm sure you had a great weekend.
We have a message on the side. And then yeah. Lisa's just like, I had a great weekend too, guys. Thanks.
It's all good.
Lisa, if it makes you feel better, the same thing happened to me, like I think episode 2.
Yeah.
The misogyny is real.
Right now.
Oh, come on. But yeah, so be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and of course rate and review. Mash that 5-star button, and of course, how many reviews are we at now, Logan?
Let me tell you, Justin. Also, hi, great to be here. I feel like I'll pull a Michael Weiner move and just come in with a hot take here and there from now on at MICHWIENER. We are sitting at about, let's see here. We've got 35 ratings.
Nice.
35 ratings. And you know, we're currently sitting at a 3.5 out of 5. Not great.
Unacceptable. We got to mash that 5-star button.
Somebody Oh, that's an old bad review. Oh, there's a lot of bad reviews in here.
Most of them are old though.
Like, yeah, these are older ones. That's okay. If you've left a bad review, you suck. But you're probably not here if you left a bad review. You probably just listened to one. It's probably because you didn't get any of the jokes, you yuppie
probably
scum.
Listened to the one with drunk me and drunk Blake.
There's a reason Blake's not on here anymore. Shouts to Blake. I'm just kidding, Blake. We love you. And we're waiting.
We didn't kick him off. We wanted him back, but he's taking a break.
He was really upset about his performance that day.
I think he said he's been busy a lot of Sundays too, which is unfortunate.
Hey.
But Blake, if you're listening, we miss you.
We do miss you, Blake. Come on back.
Definitely. Probably watching a lot of high school football and high school hockey.
Hockey.
At this point, he might be done with the NFL because the Vikings and the Patriots both suck. So he might be.
Yeah.
Might be available on Sundays from now on.
But yeah, piggyback off of Justin, make sure you left that rating and review. And if you do, I'm going to volunteer another backer banter host to do something embarrassing. I'll say that if...
What did the mommies say last week, Lisa? Weren't you guys going to post like embarrassing screenshots of like texts or something like that?
Embarrassing, drunk texts, moves we've done. So that should be a good time. I may have to reach out to people to get those. Drunk Lisa deletes messages to protect sober Lisa. So we'll see.
Call her Deletza.
Hey.
That was stupid. I'm sorry.
So
no apologies necessary.
For the next segment, we'll call it Logan Presents a Random Podcast You've Never Heard About. Did you know the Grateful Dead had a podcast?
Really?
Called Good Old Grateful Dead, hosted by Grateful Dead.
I low-key need to listen to that. I feel like it'd be a ride.
I'm not.
Lisa, are you a Deadhead?
Not entirely, but I've listened.
I think Ed was telling me the other day that he really loves getting Deadhead. Not sure what that means or anything. I'm sorry, man.
I don't think I want to know what that could mean.
I'm sorry, man. But it says under Backer Banter on Apple Podcasts, pods you might like, and the Deadhead or the Dead one is on there. The Grateful Dead. It's like I didn't know that Backer Banter and the Grateful Dead shared such a large fan base.
Hopefully there's some
reciprocity
where like people are that are listening to that. Cause I feel like, I might be wrong here, but I think the Grateful Dead has a slightly larger audience than Backer Banter does right now. So it'd be really cool if Spotify Apple actually toss them our way. Cause you got to think they're probably getting a few more listeners than us. Maybe not a whole lot.
Yeah. They probably have more than 35 reviews.
Maybe. Logan, how many reviews do they have?
Who? The Grateful Dead pod?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm also going to pull Micah and not pay attention. And so when you guys ask me a question, I'm going to be like, excuse me. But let's see. Grateful Dead.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. They've got 814 ratings.
There you go.
Reviews. Let's see if
they're just slightly more than us.
So I think backers need to really, get on.
We've seen Circling Back's numbers. We know how much they're doing. I'm looking for a bad review and see what their worst review says. Stay tuned for that.
They say it's need to hit 816 reviews. You hit your stride. Also, I will say, I was looking up, I was going to type in Grateful Dead podcast onto Google, and the first thing that comes up when you put Grateful is apparently there's a restaurant in my city called Grateful Bread.
I do not hate that.
Which I got to respect, but
their worst review,
a copyright issue.
Their worst review reads is, I don't know how, but they managed to take something I'm interested in and make it boring. Quite a feat.
So dude, what we're going with is not the greatest podcast ever made.
I don't know. I feel like listening to them play is, just based off of probably how many drugs that they've done, I don't know if they make a lot of sense when they're talking.
No, definitely not.
Are you saying the drugs are bad for your brain, Justin?
No.
Are we making that stance as a podcast?
No. But
and that was
what are we saying? Yeah,
no, but yes.
And that was Logan's random pod of the week segment.
All right.
Well, since we have you here, Logan, you were steaming on something this week. I believe it was some dinner etiquette.
Yeah, so I'll jump right into it. So popular Washed Media podcast Malin, hosted by Dylan Shivery and the insufferable Will DeFreeze. Oh, no. I'm just kidding. Oh, geez. Shouts to Will DeFreeze. Might have something coming soon with Will DeFreeze. So
keep an eye out.
We call that a teaser.
That's what they call a teaser.
Will DeTease.
So popular Malin podcast, this bill splitting etiquette question comes up in like the Washed TFM Grand X. Like this was a big topic on Ross Boland's podcast for a while. I think every pod tackles this question
professional, everybody who's about 25 to 35 years old deals with it.
So everybody, the question is, if you're not familiar, if you go to a group dinner, let's just say 10 people go to this dinner, a birthday dinner, whatever. When it's time to pay, are we paying individually by itemized items, or are we just splitting the check down the middle and having everyone pay evenly? I will go on the record and say that that I don't hate the idea of splitting it down the bill evenly if there's not a situation like the caller said on the mail-in where he said he just showed up, had like a pitcher or two, and then, you know, and then at the next day, his buddy's like, hey, we're trying to divide this evenly. Like, sorry, fuck you. I'm not paying for the entire group's dinner when I just had a pitcher of beer. Like, that's just not happening.
Yeah, I would say at that point, you might need to like talk to the server separately and just be like, hey, I'm not with this group. But yeah, I get what you're saying with that. As far as like, if it's extreme, like if I just had a cup of soup and other people are having like full entrees and stuff like that, like, no, I'm not going to do that. But I think it might have been Dylan, I think, that kind of said, like, if they just cut you out of that split, and they just say, you know, we'll just kind of absorb your pitcher of beer and it'll kind of, you know, work itself out eventually. I like that take, but I personally just kind of hate completely splitting things or like itemizing, like, oh, okay, who had this and who had that. It's like, I'd rather just at this point.
I don't know about any of you guys. I worked in a restaurant for a couple years, and this might be an attack on the server industry, but if you're a good server, you're keeping track of those itemized things by seat anyway. So it shouldn't be a hassle at the end for the server. Is that the idea, that we want to make it less stress on the server?
That's part of it. And it's just that it takes longer. Now everyone's got to pay separately. Now, this weekend, our server came out and was immediately like, oh yeah, you guys want these split? Like, we hadn't said that from the beginning. At the end, she went, hey, I can split this up if you guys want. That was awesome. But that's not what I expect. If they just came out, gave it to the table, I'd happily be like, you know, I'm not even going to give them six cards. I'll just give, like, one person who wants to get all the rewards can put in their card. Everyone else can Venmo them an even number. Or if you want to kind of be like, I just got a couple pitchers, I'm fine with that. So that was really convenient this weekend. But for the most part, I find that everything mostly evens out as long as people are getting roughly the same thing.
Here's another question, and I've done this a lot recently because I don't know about you guys, but do you ever fall into the trap, and this isn't necessarily for a group dinner, this is just for a dinner in general, if you go out, you get your food, the server comes back and does the how's everything tasting, and then after that they disappear for like 45 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been going recently as soon as the food comes and she says, is there anything, or he or she says, is there anything else I can get you? And I say, yeah, the check, because yeah. I want to be able to pay and leave when I want. I don't want to wait.
I think that can be a little sassy.
It might be sassy.
Enjoy your dinner one time.
Yeah, I'm down.
It's like, the table. Go. I enjoy the dinner, but like, I don't want to just sit here and wait. Like, there was a time that I got trapped at a restaurant
if it takes
the server.
30 minutes,
yeah,
yeah. Like,
I would actually like being in like Los Angeles wherever you go, they bring you a check as you order, like a fresh one, so you can pay and leave at any time.
See, that's what I'm into.
Are assholes and they want to go. Not that you're an asshole, but
right.
It's not the best move. It's just a very rush move.
It is a rush move.
I will say I've been in this situation. There, like even right across the street from my work, there's this restaurant that I went there over my lunch break, and I figured, okay, it took me like just like the 5 minute walk to get to the restaurant and back. I still have 50 minutes. The restaurant is notorious for just having incredibly slow service, but like the food is really good and stuff. So I've learned the lesson of either I need to get the bill right away. And I've done that before. The first time I learned my lesson and realizing, okay, I'm going to be late to work now because I'm on my lunch break. So I get that if you're on a time crunch,
yeah.
Because mm-hmm. like I said, I've definitely been there where it's like, okay, where the hell is our server? And I see her walking around with like our waters and like making every pit stop and talking with coworkers. It's like, no, please bring us our beverage. Like,
I have another question. Sorry, I'm kind of hijacking this, but
it was
on my mind. I came in steaming the other day.
Yeah.
How psycho is this move? So me and Bay went to a restaurant that we go to fairly often Friday night. I'll out the restaurant. They're not listening, but it's Mellow Mushroom, if you're familiar, pizza it's restaurant.
Not Magic City. Oh, I've heard of them.
Imagine spending $50 on one pizza. Couldn't be me.
No, so we go there so frequently that we know our appetizer, our drinks, and our order as soon as we sit down, not even looking at the menu. Is it a psycho move to, as soon as the server comes up and introduces him or herself, to be like, she's like, do you know what to drink? And I said, I know what I want to drink. Or I said, like, hey, I'm going to make it easy on you. At least I feel like that's what I'm doing. I know what I want. We know what we want to drink, appetize, and entree. We know it all.
That's actually a good move. Yeah. Yeah. Somebody who's also worked as a waiter and bartender, like if you having to check back every now and then to get their order and you've gone there like three times and they still haven't decided yet, that's the worst move. So if you're ready to go right away, that's like gold for all the waitresses, like waiters and waitresses, like finally I don't have to deal with these people that much.
Yeah, like right. Like if you're the, you know, the group that still, you know, two or three times says, oh, we still need a minute. It's like, yeah. Okay, let's pick up the pace. You know,
you're at Chili's. There's not much. there's not much on the menu that's high class. Like,
fun fact, I think I've gone on the record, but Chili's is the restaurant that I worked at.
Oh well, I
thought you were going to say Chili's is superior to Applebee's, which I would agree. I
mean, it is.
Does anybody think Applebee's is?
I would go Applebee's over Chili's.
Wow.
I know.
I'd rather sit in an Applebee's, but the food at Chili's is slightly less.
The only reason I would go to Applebee's is they have cheaper drinks.
They had
their $1 drinks for a while, and we've gotten toasted on those before.
Applebee's went downhill when they got rid of their the chocolate chip cookie sundae, because there's nothing better than a hot chocolate chip cookie with vanilla ice cream on it.
That's a
Applebee's. Dude, that Chili's lava cake, though.
Oh yeah,
or skillet cookie.
The skillet cookie.
Yeah, skillet cookie is kind of the same concept. But
I want to touch on this, kind of circling back to the ordering.
Yeah,
the ordering the drinks and the, you know, you going to Mellow Mushroom and knowing exactly what you want every time. Logan, do you not? See that the variety is the spice of life. Have you tried any other thing there?
So
do you change it up at all, or
I'm guilty of this, especially chain restaurant related. If it's a restaurant that's not a chain, I will venture out and try the specialty, or at least I want to try the specialty. but however, for restaurants like that or Chili's, like I'm getting that triple dipper every time. Like I might spice up what's in the triple dipper, but I know that I'm going to Mellow Mushroom and getting at least with Bay, we usually just go and split a medium pepperoni pizza. Like that's our thing. Like Mellow Mushroom was our first date, so it's kind of nostalgic too. So it was
aww.
Yep.
What about when you go with Mood and Golds? What do you get with them?
No. The pizza is the Mood. Actually, pizza is Bay. Never mind. But
pizza is always Bay.
Okay.
The beer is the Mood.
Yes. And the goals is the fact that I knew what I wanted right away.
Well, here's my question. How often are y'all going to chain restaurants? Like, maybe I'm just a bougie Californian, but like, catch me not at Applebee's or Chili's or BJ's or anywhere like that.
I don't really go to chain restaurants anymore just because I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just that they're less available. And in a lot of like the small, I mean, some of them are like local chains. Like it'll be a brewery that has like five locations, that kind of thing. But that's, I don't really consider that to be a chain. I guess like with chains, we're always talking about like these national.
Yeah.
I could name and you guys would know the same thing. Just don't tend to do it.
If I'm going to do like DoorDash something, I'll get something from a chain. Like if I wanted to, like, or I'll pick up, you know, like on a Thursday or whatever, I might pick up wings from B-Dubs down the road. But otherwise, yeah, as far as like going in and doing a sit down dining experience, I couldn't tell you the last time I did that. I think maybe it might've been Perkins like months ago, like right when like things in Wisconsin started to open back up. I think I went to a Perkins once.
Perkins, what is Perkins?
I don't know what that is.
It's Perkins better.
Perkins, yeah, it's just like a lot of them are a lot of them are like 24 hours. Yeah, so they do like breakfast and they have like really good pies and stuff. Yeah,
same concept as like Midwest at Denny's.
I did not realize that Perkins was more of like a regional kind of thing.
I don't know. Do you guys have mellow mushrooms by y'all?
No, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I have a mellow mushroom downtown.
But yeah, so like, because I've been to Perkins, it's of the kind of 24-hour breakfast places, it's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like their berry syrup is delicious.
Twinberry? Yeah. Yeah,
it's so good. It's
so like, good.
IHOP's okay. Denny's is the worst of the three.
Well, I can't remember the stand-up bit. You don't go to Denny's, you end up at Denny's.
Yes. I love the stand-up bit about IHOP. It says
1 a.m. You haven't lived.
Yeah. Exactly. I love the stand-up routine that says about IHOP. They say, ironically, the name is IHOP, but you never leave IHOP feeling like hopping.
That's Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan, that's it.
When I was in college, I had a couple friends that would get super high and then ask me to drive them to IHOP. And then they'd go in all in on the unlimited pancake deal where it was like $5 and you could just have all you could eat pancakes. And
hell yeah.
That's it's amazing how many pancakes a high dude can eat. It was incredible. I'd be like, I'd get a couple pancakes. Maybe I'd get like an omelet in there, you know, even though their omelets are.
I'd pray for that man's butthole in the morning.
Oh, it's not going to feel good, but then he's going to chase it with, you know, 15 Natty Lights. So he's already going to be in a rough mood no matter what.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, bruh.
Back on the original, I want to side with Ed, though. I do think you split the bill just evenly.
if you get the side sale, that's your fault.
And I truly believe it evens out. Like,
what's that?
I truly think like it all evens out in the end. Like when you go out with the same squad so often, it's going to even out. Someone's going to get more one time or less one time.
Unless you've got someone that only drinks expensive stuff. Like yesterday, one of my friends was just ordering double Knob Creeks all night for like 4 hours. So like his drink bill was like four times my drink bill, but our food was pretty much the same.
Was he self-aware enough to be like, hey, I got expensive drinks?
Well, because she was nice enough to split it. Otherwise, we would have figured it out. Like, it wouldn't have been that big.
He's drinking double Knob Creeks. Gotta respect that.
On one trip, we went as far, like, there's four of us in Australia, and it was just one person would throw down the card every time. And, like, we just, at the end of the trip, we all put in split-wise, and it ended up being, like, I owed one person $20, someone owed me 30, but nothing higher than that after 2 weeks in Australia. Like,
damn.
It truly evens out.
Damn, flex.
It's really nice when you can just go and split.
That's what happens down under.
I think
when you landed, did you see any kangaroos that were ready to throw hands?
I did. And I kept telling people, I was like, dude, that's a buff kangaroo. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Okay. Have you guys ever seen quokka, though? They're like the tiny little marsupial. It looks like a tiny kangaroo. They like... There's a lot of photos of them like getting like people take selfies with them, and I don't think you're supposed to, but it's
you don't they look like they're always smiling or
you,
something.
You
like
can
that.
Take pictures with them, but you're not supposed to touch them.
Yeah. I'm sure they get touched, but most of the people that you see the photos of are like celebrities, and no one's going to tell them no because yeah. they probably donate money. Because
I think yeah. they're like hella endangered.
Kangaroo.
But they are adorable. They're what?
I was petting kangaroos.
Well, kangaroos different. Okay. So now for an unsolicited recommendation on an Instagram account to follow, the Kangaroo Sanctuary. They rescue kangaroos and then they raise them, and they're like, look, baby kangaroos are creepy looking, but then once they're like an infant age kind of thing, I'm trying to equate this to humans, they're adorable. And they're like learning how to hop and everything. When they're like skinless, disgusting. I'm like, nah.
Maybe back to the group dinner thing.
I'm on sorry.
Dinners, kangaroos, of course.
This is where this is how Wash like gets on their tangents. Like we're talking about spinning the bill, and then we just start talking about buff kangaroos. my friend group is just different. I don't know, man. It very well. I've never been to a group dinner where someone was just like, maybe it's just an alpha move that nobody has exhibited yet of like throwing down their card and saying, "You guys just Venmo me." I've never been to a group dinner, even with 20 people. That someone offered to pick up the tab, unless it was company related and they expensed it or something.
Yeah. And I hate being this guy, but like this did not become a regular thing in my friend group until probably like 3 years ago. Like, I feel like it was once everyone was at like kind of a different stage in life,
right.
With like maybe a bit more of a disposable income where it was like, yeah, I don't mind if you guys Venmo me in a week, you know, whatever. But before we were much more like, no, like, I'm not going to pay for that stuff. You got more than me, you know? So
I'm the friend that doesn't get a drink when we go out to dinner. Maybe I'm a psycho with that too. I don't know. I've actually also discovered this about myself recently where I don't really feel like drinking unless I'm going to get like blackout sloshed. So yeah. I don't want to have a beer at dinner.
I don't want to say that's called a drinking problem, but
so like
I get one in me. I just got
like,
I get obliterated maybe 5 times a year.
Oh.
Like obliterated though. Like can't even remember my middle name obliterated. Like falling down a flight of stairs obliterated.
I've been there.
We've all been there.
I just like, for me, I know a lot of people that are like that. They're like, I'm only going to drink if I'm going to get drunk. For me, I enjoy the taste of a nice beer and stuff like that. And like, I enjoy being tipsy. I don't enjoy being drunk. Like legitimately drunk is not a great feeling.
Yeah.
Sounds like we need to get Ed drunk on the ski trip.
No.
I don't think like many people are trying to get drunk at the dinner portion either. Like I like to get drunk, obviously, but like dinner is where you have like your nice cocktail and the bar is where you get the fireball. Like,
I love how Lisa's like, I like to get drunk, and like we saw some of your Snapchats from the weekend of
hey guys.
The Snap group, like, yeah, okay. You're chugging another one. But
I literally had to text Morgan and be like, what did I post in the Snap group? I see I sent 6.
So one final note about splitting bills. So I've even done the move of like, if someone orders like a round of drinks and like, so everyone's trying to figure out what to do with the bill, I'll just toss my card down and be like, okay, let's just deal with this. If people want to Venmo me for it, fine. I'm not going to go after them. It was like $50. I'll live.
Yeah. I like buying rounds now.
Yeah. I kind of, when we were talking about like how, if there's like always the one person ordering like the really expensive drink or whatever, if you know, I don't hate the move of like, if you know you're going to be that person and let's say like you're ordering like, just, you know, it's clearly the more expensive thing or something like that. If I'm the person doing that, I think I might be a little bit more self-aware. And let's say if it's the 5 of us splitting a bill and it comes out to $150, instead of saying everyone Venmo me $30, I might say everyone Venmo me like $25 because I know that I was drinking more.
Exactly.
But like, if you all still want to split it up evenly, I will still pay a slight amount more.
Yeah. I like that move.
There's never been a better time to move on to a new topic after 34 minutes in of talking about
kangaroos. Okay, we also talked about kangaroos, though.
We did. Yeah, and a surprising amount of disc golf. I'm not expecting to go that much into disc golf.
Nobody's talking about Grateful Dead, disc golf, kangaroos, and restaurants on the first 35 minutes of a pod.
Couldn't be
well,
us.
We still have 8 seconds to get another topic in. So how about them pumpkins?
David has pumpkins, y'all.
That's a little pumpkin.
Did anyone like carve or paint a pumpkin this year?
I carved a pumpkin. It was the typical, I can't remember who was talking about it on the, it might've been on the pumpkin happy hour, the other week or something like that. But yeah, I'm just the standard, give me the triangle eyes, the triangle nose, and then like a few teeth and the smile.
Yeah.
That's, I'm not trying to get fancy with it. I'm just trying to carve it. Mm-hmm. So that's what's on my balcony right now.
I can firmly say that carving a pumpkin is probably the most overrated thing about Halloween. It always ends up being super messy, and then it never works out right because you're trying to cut with this goddamn thing, and it's not working very well, and then you just throw it away. I don't know. I tried.
Maybe I'm a beta male, but I think it's absolutely disgusting. I'll say that. Maybe I'm a puss, but I've always hated ever since I was a kid, like weird textures and gooey shit. Someone's going to make a joke. I don't give a shit. just do it. I don't care.
I mean, I wasn't going to until you said, until someone's going to make a joke.
I'm like, what I could say.
But I'm not a fan of doing it. I mean, I kind of share Justin's opinion of like, I'll just carve the basic ass thing just to do the damn thing. But this year I carved a WAP into my pumpkin because I was trying to figure something out, but I messed up. So someone was just like, just carve like an acronym. And I was like, I got one.
I was going to say that. I feel like this sounds like something that ends up on like a Reddit thread that goes viral because
see, that's why people love carving pumpkins now, just for like the Instagram clout. It's just seeing like, did you see that dude? He posted like an ass in a pumpkin. That guy's so cool.
my issue with,
I feel like
you get too lazy
patch than you do from the pumpkin itself.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go to the pumpkin patch like alone, and most of my friends don't really want to go. It's a great thing, like if you've been dating someone for a little bit, I feel like, to go to the pumpkin patch. But like if your friends don't want to go, it's just like, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get a fit off, obviously, and then get a gram. Oh, yeah.
Well, you all saw my Instagram.
Did you? I got my fit off as well.
Series of grams. Was that you, Hasey, that said that?
Which one? What?
Life is just a series of grams, or is that Alex?
Yeah, that was Alex.
No.
Life is just a series.
You're making a drug reference.
But yeah, so like, for me, I didn't go and get pumpkins. Like, I have a house. There might be kids trick-or-treating. I don't know what the deal is. The township hasn't said anything about whether they can or can't. So my guess is they will be. So I don't have, like, any sort of decorations out front. My plan is to, you know, my friends and I are going out during the day. We'll come back, put on football, and we'll hand out candy. And I'll have some spare beer for adults if they come by. But I'm not putting up any decorations.
Nobody's handing out beer to adults.
Yeah, people literally are doing
that. I would 100%.
When I'm an adult, I want, like, when I have, like, a house, I want to have, like, the candy bowl for the kids and, like, the mini shots for the parents.
Jello shots?
I don't hate that. Or the little shooters.
There you go.
A kid takes a Jello shot, and now you got a lawsuit on your hands.
Well,
no, you got a chill-ass kid.
I'll hand out beers. Like, I'll just be like, hey, you guys want one? Like, maybe put them in, a plastic cup, even though that's not great for the environment, you know, just so they can have a little roadie.
Because you know the parents need it for dealing with their kids on Halloween.
Like, there's always going to be someone that can get nicer candy for them. I mean, I'll get some nice stuff. I'll get like the decent sized Snickers, or I'll just let them take like a handful of stuff, whatever. You know,
I just
big hands rule, and you get one handful. So you got tiny hands, tough shit.
When you guys were kids, did you guys know how to, or like where to scope out all of the good houses or like the rich neighborhoods where they had the king size candy bars?
I never left my neighborhood. Like, I know a lot of people that did, but I lived in a pretty decent sized neighborhood. I would get enough candy, and it was what we were well off enough that like everyone flex. I know, whatever. But everyone had, like, there were always like six houses that would hand out king size, and everyone else would hand out like a full handful or two. So I'd get plenty, and I didn't feel like driving anymore.
I would always go with my, like, my sister and I, we always had, decent handful of kids around us that were around our age. So we'd always hang out with and go trick or treating with and stuff. And we'd always do the move where we'd go trick or treating with a pillowcase to and try and see, you know, we'd set the pillowcases on the scale at the end of the night, see who had got the most candy and shit like that. And, but yeah, no, whenever our parents would drive us around or like, okay, what neighborhoods do you want to go to? We'd know like, all right, here's the drop zone. Let's go infiltrate where we the dealer. Yeah, where we drop and infiltrate the dealer, find the supply. It was a science.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. There's plenty of houses here. Just walk.
No.
The neighborhood. Oh, yeah, we would walk around, but like you got to pick the good starting point, though.
Yeah.
I lived in a neighborhood that was a good starting point. It was good enough.
That's true.
I didn't get it because he didn't do it.
I didn't. No. I don't understand. I'm like, why would I drive anywhere else? I literally live.
I probably had some broke boy.
I live on a big ass circle, so I just start at my house and I go in a big circle. I go to everyone else's house, and then I'm back.
It's like the dude putting on a basketball or a hockey jersey and say that he's a hockey player.
No, my mom always would always. My mom was
a mail-in.
She likes sewing stuff. She likes making costumes, so she always used to make my costumes for a long time, and I've kind of held on to that. I don't like the idea of just going to like Party City or Spirit of Halloween or whatever and buying like this prepackaged shitty costume for like $55. Mm-hmm. Like I could just put something together by going to Goodwill, piece something together, and it'll look nicer.
Yeah.
Or at least it'll be more interesting.
I do think you should go to the pumpkin patch this year just for the Grom.
It's a little too late at this point. Like,
It's never too late. Except for after Halloween.
Alexa, play Never Too Late.
Mm-hmm. But circling back to the costume. So I'm remembering one time I got really heated. I was like 10 years old. Revenge of the Sith had just come out. So I went as Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I was so excited because it was like one of my favorite movies.
It was a good year.
Yeah. But all the houses I went up to, they were all like, you know, like middle aged, like, oh, you're Luke Skywalker. And I'm like, got so angry because I'm like, no, it's the wrong character. I'm Obi-Wan. Don't you see? Even though my hair is like this and looks nothing like Obi-Wan. But, you know, I was 10 and dumb. Lisa doesn't know what we're talking about, though, because she hates like Star Wars.
Skywalker. And I was like, oh, Star Wars. Of course they would bring that up.
You didn't get it off of Revenge of the Sith or Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker. Oh yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's just so staggering to me that you've never seen Star Wars.
It really isn't to me.
It's because you've never seen it. It's just like me and driving around to a new development, to a new neighborhood to get candy.
Well, I once did try to watch like about 15, 20 minutes of one when I was babysitting these kids and they wanted to watch it. Then I got bored, so I told them we need to find a better movie.
You can't be doing that. That's the kid movie.
So I,
y'all, this movie sucks.
Stay up later. There's something else on.
God, fucking loser kids watching Star Wars and shit. Let's watch it. Only the cool kids are watching other stuff. So let's watch other stuff.
She's like, God, I didn't know I was hanging out with a bunch of nerds. did y'all see the pumpkin that I posted just now in the Backer Banter Discord?
The Rick and Morty one?
Yeah, this is from last year. I carved a Rick and Morty one that turned out pretty good. I was pretty satisfied with it.
Oh, that is good.
Was it in spooky season?
No, it was in the Backer Banter banter. Okay. One.
So let's post that to the Instagram when this episode released so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
post their best pumpkins, whether it's painted, because obviously that's an option as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't gotten into that too.
Because I was about to say I painted a pumpkin this year. I was just like, we want to do that instead. And obviously, you know, my railing against the carving, but it turned out really well. I did like a Bob Ross kind of thing. Nice. So I'll have to send that in with a couple of happy little mountains and trees. Turned out pretty good, I'd say.
If I was going to do that, I would.
You don't get to like make this pumpkin seeds.
You can still carve out the top, I guess.
Store and go to the snack section and get pumpkin seeds. Then.
It's not as fulfilling, Hayseed. Okay.
Do y'all make your own pumpkin seeds? My roommate and I did that this year.
I don't see the appeal of pumpkin seeds.
My ex in college, in his fraternity, they would like do like a big pumpkin carving social, And then we would go take all the seeds and do like 20 different batches and spices for everyone. And it was like, it was a lituation.
God damn.
I've never heard of pumpkin seed roasting as a lituation, but
it sounds tight, honestly. Like,
it was really tight, I'm not gonna lie.
Kind of like, yeah, how they have like different like flavored sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super bomb.
Honestly, I just picked up some sunflower seeds for disking today, and the dill pickle ones are top tier. Changed my mind. Yeah. But
I'm still with Jack on my, we both like these Spitz black pepper sunflower seeds, and I'll go through like 3 bags a week at work because that's like the only thing I snack on. And if I actually like got into the office snacks, I would just be eating bad chips and shit. So this is like much healthier.
Black pepper ones are pretty good though too.
I've kind of stopped sunflower seeds. I used to chew them all the time with baseball and stuff, but then it was just like, eh.
Oh, you like one of the cool kids who thought they were doing like dip or something? Just like,
oh, oh no! If you thought you were doing dip, you were doing big league chew.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You're putting it. You're putting in the fat.
Spit it out, or what are you doing?
Yeah, you have to. So you have to like bite the kernel and get this, extract the like the seed, and then spit out the outer shell.
Okay, so you are going to do that much work to make sunflower seeds, but you won't carve a pumpkin to make pumpkin seeds.
I just don't.
Really, I can walk to the store and buy a bag of sunflower seeds off the rack.
But then you have
to store it with money.
Hey, so you're not growing your own sunflowers?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I am not. I regret to inform.
There's actually a big field by my parents where they had a whole bunch of sunflowers, and I guess they just recently like died off, and now they were all just drooped over.
And you've never gotten a gram off there, Ed?
I didn't know it was even there until like 2 weeks ago, because it's not a way I would normally drive to my parents' house. Otherwise, yes, I should have gone and gotten a gram off there.
You just said that life's a series of grams. You got to look for grammable spots.
I was quoting a wiser man than myself. So
yeah, we saw a sunflower field, and like my friends and I, like it was like a quick like over to the side of the road and some grams.
I mean, it definitely should have happened.
You're stopping off the side of the road like the welcome to Colorado sign that everyone takes a picture of.
I'm not that basic. Okay. I've driven past the Napa sign like 100 times. Never done it.
Did you take a picture in front of the Vegas sign?
No.
Have you ever taken an inappropriate picture in front of a sign? Or a sign or a photo in front of an inappropriate sign, or you tried to make it inappropriate? Like there's Intercourse, Pennsylvania, and everyone thinks it's funny to take a photo in front of that. Which is right next to Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. So people think that they're really funny when they go like post the gram at the two of them.
I mean, I've taken pictures of exit 420 on Interstate 80.
Taken pictures of.
If I were to ever encounter a city sign where the population was 69,420, I would turn that car around and get a gram.
So
you got a feeling that once people find out about the population, it's probably gonna go up from there, though.
You got to think that sign's gonna go missing a lot.
Have you guys stolen street signs?
I'm not answering that question without a lawyer.
Yeah, that's illegal.
So. No, I'm just kidding.
I never stole our sign.
Speaking of like Dave Ruff, punk shithead, you know, teen things. I never stole street signs, but I never smashed pumpkins, but I destroyed some snowmen.
Okay, I have some good like teen stuff. Did you guys ever play Black Cat? No.
Okay. Just silence.
No.
Or you like cut out a cardboard black cat and you put a dime where the eye is and like paint it, and then at like
too much work.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, put it in the street. No.
This seems brutal.
Wait, okay, no, hold on. Morbid. Do the dimes for the eyes make it look like an actual cat?
Yeah, so then when like cars drive, they have to swerve. This is not a
that's harmless and that's funny.
Yeah.
Until someone swerves and like crashes because of it.
Yeah. And then do you guys ever play Sidewalk Superman? No?
No, only Sidewalk Slammers.
I clearly have two older brothers, but they would pretend to like beat me up at like night again. And so cars would like pull over and be like, "Are you okay?" And I'd have to jump up and be like, "I'm Sidewalk Superman."
What? What is this?
What? Okay. That's something. I mean, I feel like you're just exploiting people's good nature to not want to hit a cat or to try and save someone that's in danger.
My brother's here. I was just an accomplice.
Hey, if you're complicit in it, you're just as guilty.
Did you guys ever blow up stuff with dry ice? We did that a lot.
Yeah, that's dry ice. Thing.
We just used Tannerite, you know.
Where were your parents? My parents didn't let me go outside.
Her parents are watching movies that they shouldn't be watching with their kids.
Yeah, like the dust on the road too, so it made people think they had a flat tire.
Her parents are watching Star Wars, so
I will say that the shittiest thing I probably did, I didn't do it, but I was there when my friends did it. But do you guys know what geocaches are?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one time like when we were in like middle school or high school and we were staying over at my friend Luke's house, and we snuck out you could get out of his basement through the window. Like it kind of was like stooped below. So we would always sneak out of there at night and just walk around and do hoodlum kid shit. And we found a geocache at this park, like right across the street from his place, and just fucked around with it. And someone, guys? What?
Oh no, go for it.
No, I was gonna say someone may have used it as a toilet.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, oh dude, come on, man.
Did y'all ever break in the pools? Was like in teen years, like the big thing was like to break into like community pools, even though we all had them in our backyards, and then do like bubbles in the jacuzzi.
So I want to circle back onto not necessarily sign stealing, but my roommate was in college my senior year with somebody who like stole some things when he was drunk just to be like something stupid. The funniest one was we just hit the 2-year anniversary for it. A different friend of ours had their 21st birthday. So we went to a bar, had a bunch of vapor shots and everything. And we're getting ready to leave. And he says, "Hey, I'm going to go out and smoke a cigarette." So we're like, okay, whatever. We come out like a few minutes later, like ready to go. He has a half of a mannequin in his right hand, and he's got a cigarette in his left hand. We're like, dude, where'd you get this? Like, I don't know. I just found it. And he just picked it up. And that was, he took it back home, and it was sitting in our apartment for the next 8 months. I'll have to send you the picture of it. It is just so stupid. Cause he stole that. I think he did steal a street sign of some kind, but he just got this half mannequin bald beat up. That's just somehow was sitting in this bar.
Hell yeah.
So, speaking of inappropriate things that we've done, I had the unfortunate incident of watching a movie in an inappropriate setting. And I'm sure that we've all run into this, but this past week on Friday, I hosted our company movie night, which I've been doing for a while. And this week, month, we were like, you know, it's Halloween or it's October spooky season. Let's do kind of a spooky movie, but we don't want to do horror at the office. So let's do like a horror comedy. So we went with Shaun of the Dead. But I didn't realize that somewhere around the middle of the movie, someone drops a hard N-word. In the office. Now, granted, our office is mostly empty. The only people there were people that were watching the movie, or maybe a few people that were working late. But yeah, that was a little uncomfortable because I was like, oh, I'm so glad our HR director wasn't here to like absolutely flame me for the fact that I did that. So my question is, what movies have you watched in inappropriate settings or with the wrong people? Parents?
Always with parents.
Always. There was
one time where we, me and my family will get together sometimes and we'll just like watch stand-up comedy. We'll like that. We listened to this one of a comedian we all like, and its special was probably one of the raunchiest he had ever been. And so I'm sitting there with my parents and I'm just like looking over them like, I did not plan on this.
Not too long ago, I watched Palm Springs, that one that came out on Hulu. So like, I really enjoyed that movie, and I didn't really think, like, besides like kind of the first like initial sex scene was like terribly inappropriate. And so I was like, I found it was funny. And so I watched it, and like, obviously getting past the first initial sex scene, like, I was watching it with my parents, and my parents were like, why did you make us watch that? Such a raunchy movie. And I was like, I mean, what? I didn't think it was that bad. And they're like, it was just so sexual the whole time. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay. But... Sorry, my cat's crawling all over me. But yeah, I was like, okay, I didn't think it was that. Okay.
Yeah. I had a very similar, like, it still sticks out to me to this day, but my stepmom and I were like hanging out, and she was like, what movie you want to watch? And like, Sex and the City had just come out, and I was in high school. And so it wasn't like inappropriate. I was like, yeah, let's watch it, you know? So it starts, and then like 20 minutes into it, my dad walks in the room, and he's like, oh, what are you guys watching? And like, my stepmom's like, oh, Sex and the City. And he like, it's like, oh, great. And just sits down, and like,
okay, each other, like, oh, great.
That's not what we wanted to hear. And then it's like one of the movies they show, you know, a lot of man. And we got him.
Is he hanging brain or what?
Get to like the couch, like covering my face, like, oh no. And my stepmom pauses it right after and goes, Larry, leave the room.
Larry, leave the room. I love that.
300 at my friend's house, and his parents came downstairs like while it was going on, and there's some quite gross, serious sexual stuff in 300, various nudity and stuff, and I was just like, this is even more uncomfortable than my own parents, because like, I'm getting secondhand uncomfortableness from my friend who's in the same room as his parents watching this. And it's just like, if you're a kid, you see nudity, and then there's an adult near you, it's immediately uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I'm not looking at nudity when I was an adult with other adults and thinking like, oh yeah, this is going okay. I'm still awkward on that too. It's not just
true. I don't think I'll ever not be awkward about it.
Yeah. I mean, nudity is inherently uncomfortable for us
Americans.
And a lot of the world, but yes, more for Americans.
Yeah.
I saw a movie in theaters a few years ago. Did anyone see that one called Flight with Denzel Washington? Nope. I saw that in theaters with my mother and grandfather. Opening scene of this movie is Denzel Washington getting up from like a bender from the night before, where he did cocaine and quite a few naked women. Opening scene is him climbing out of bed with said naked woman. Woman gets up, turns around, you know, all of her is right there. And my grandpa looks over at me, laughs, and kind of like elbows me and goes, huh?
It's so weird that like adults think that like they're being funny by like, oh, you see that? Like, yeah, I fucking see it. It's nudity.
Hey, Grandpa, I see that on the internet every other night.
H. Someone hit the H alarm.
Yeah. It's just nice. I'm gonna get a sound Google effect.
And you'll get it.
I'm gonna get a sound effect for H.
The horny alarm.
Hit the cum thunder.
What is the thing at Planet Fitness? Lunk alarm. But it's gonna be the horny alarm.
There are some preset sound effects on this thing. Let's see if any of these.
Are we about to just do a sound check live
on the pod?
This is true. Nobody's doing this.
Logan, that was so funny.
Wait, did I just step on?
Just keep that ready for Ed's joke. Theory? We probably won't laugh.
So, what is this, Friends?
The hell was that?
That was like the wah, wah, wah.
Oh, that sounded like a whale.
This one's titled Scary.
I'm out, guys. I'm too scared.
Just in time for spooky season.
That's when we talk about how Ed's dating life is going on. Welcome back to Ed's dating life.
Come on, man.
Now, shouldn't it be womp, womp, womp?
This one's called Rim Shot. I don't know if it's the audio of Dylan hitting rim or...
Is there going to be a snap at the end of it? Oh no, damn it.
I don't know where any of these are, bro. Here's harp.
Okay. Guys, what are we doing?
We're close to the hour mark.
Yeah, I think if we're doing live sound checks, we're just fucking around
trying to find a horny alert.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get a horny alarm. Just some guy going horny or something like that.
Just record yourself, dude. That was perfect. Just record yourself horny.
Maybe I will.
Well, should we wrap this up?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right, this was fun.
Quick, isn't there a Spaceballs horny alarm?
A Spaceballs one?
Doesn't
no.
Matrix have a horny?
I've seen that movie.
Oh yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't remember what she says or I don't know what.
Oh, it's Virgin Alarm or something.
Yep, Virgin Alarm. Okay.
Virgin Alarm, I like that.
Okay, that's... maybe that one's not the one we use.
Well.
You gotta make sure, I can't remember the princess's name, but you gotta make sure she's...
Vespa?
I love that movie.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Princess Vespa, that's right. Right on. We gotta love the last minute Spaceballs reference. One.
It's gone from suck to blow.
It's gone to plaid.
So I saw that movie with my parents. Somehow all the jokes in there doesn't make it inappropriate, though, or like awkward to watch with your parents, I don't think.
It's such a good movie though. I mean, I remember my parents forced
me to watch it.
Really? Oh yeah, I watched it with my dad, and it was like I watched it with my parents, and it's probably still one of the funniest movies ever. But
all right, let's get out of here.
We gotta get a tinky break, thank you all for tuning in to episode 11 of Backer Banter. Once again, Justin, Hayseed, Lisa, Ed, and Logan, do you guys want to plug some socials?
Add me on the Grom. Call the police.
Still probably one of the best Instagram handles we've heard.
Absolutely. My
SPEC on the Gram and Twitter, even though I don't tweet that much.
Right on. My Instagram is at Pantone_346. And I usually don't plug my Twitter, but a couple weekends ago during the Bachelor premiere, I went sneaky microviral. Thanks to BuzzFeed. And so I'll just say at Justin Weisler, JustinWeisler.
That's three E's non-consecutive.
I'll plug myself as well. add me on the Grom as well. Official_LoganLewis.
Mm. And
you're still waiting for that at Logan Lewis.
I can't get the at Logan Lewis, so official it is.
So you can find me at E. Colligan, Coecolligon, for mediocre content, very rarely.
But, and some good Instagram stories now.
Well, okay, the occasional Instagram story when I remember that I should.
He's up to three Instagram pictures now.
Three.
Excellent. We're getting there. And of course, once again, be sure to follow Backer Banter on Twitter and Instagram at BackerPod. And of course, once again, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Mash that 5-star button. Help us climb the charts. And we'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.